Today is Mother's Day, and on this beautiful day, I would like to narrate a small story about the most beautiful mother of a beautiful child, Kaushalya. Now, King Dasharatha, the king of Ayodhya, had three wives, Kausalya, Kaikeyi, and Sumitra. Dasharatha already had an older daughter called Shanta with his wife Kausalya. And Shanta was adopted by King Romapada of Anga. She always grew up in Anga and she was known as the princess of Anga. But even after he had a beautiful daughter, Dasharatha always wished to have a son to whom he could give his entire kingdom. But none of his three wives could have a child. He was heartbroken, and one day, sage Vasishtha, a very learned king, sage, comes to the kingdom of Ayodhya. King Dasharatha and his three wives welcome sage Vasishtha, because Vasishtha was very knowledgeable and his blessings were very precious. Dasharatha treats the sage and his disciples as a great guest with honor and respect. And one day when they were discussing about something, King Dasharatha breaks down and tells sage Vasishtha, Oh sage Vasishtha, I have everything that a king can ever want. This huge kingdom of Ayodhya, this beautiful land which has mountains, lakes, rivers, fields. I have everything that a man could ever want for, but I don't have a son whom I can put onto the throne of this beautiful kingdom. Sage Vasishtha tells him, Dasharatha, there is a way out from this problem. There is a solution to your problem. We have to do a yagna, a puja for God Agni. And once Agni blesses you with his blessings, you might be blessed with sons. But the only person who can do it will be your son-in-law. Yes, your daughter Shanta's husband, Rishi Sringya. Only Rishi Sringya, who is very knowledgeable in this yagna, can do this puja or homa. King Dasharatha, who till now had never inquired after his daughter Shanta, goes in search of her. She is somewhere in the foothills of Himalayas, living in a hermitage with her hermit husband Rishi Sringya. Dasharatha goes there and requests him. O sage, I heard that you are the only one who can do a yagna for Agni and invoke him to give me his blessings. Can you please come and perform this yagna for me? Rishi Sringya is more than happy to do it. And along with Shanta, he goes to the kingdom of Ayodhya. He goes to the kingdom of Ayodhya and starts the puja. His power of concentration, his chanting of mantras is so powerful that Agni, the god of fire, himself walks out from the yagna and hands a bowl of prasada to King Dasharatha and tells him, distribute this to your wives. You will be blessed with boys. And so Dasharatha gives the bowl of prasada to his wives. The prasada is cut into four equal parts, Kausalya being the eldest queen takes one quarter, Sumitra takes another quarter, Kaikeyi takes another quarter and again gives the bowl back to Sumitra, and Sumitra again has the second quarter. A few months go by and Dasharatha is overjoyed when he hears that all his three queens are pregnant. He sends word to Rishi Sringya saying that the yajna was powerful enough that all his queens are now pregnant. Kausalya, being the oldest of the queens, was the most gentlest and the sweetest lady, a perfect queen for King Dasharatha. She was humble, too honest, too sweet, and too caring. She spent her time listening to the Vedas and the Upanishads. And one fine day, a sage Vasishtha comes to meet her. She sits in front of the sage, takes his blessings. He looks at her and tells her, Queen Kausalya, I know for sure you will be blessed with a son. But if the child is born in the morning hours, the child will be born with all your qualities of honesty, honor, service, charity, sweetness, and he will leave the kingdom and go off to the forest to meditate. If the child is born in the later part of the noon, he will be a valiant ruthless ruler. He will be the bravest of all the kings, the king of the kings, with none of the sweet qualities that you have. Kausalya hears this and then she starts praying to Vishnu. She prays to Vishnu that her child be born not in the early morning nor in the noon, that she wants the child to be born at a perfect time. And so, on the Pushya Nakshatra, on the ninth day, that is the Navami day, at 11:35 a.m. in the forenoon, Kausalya gives birth to a beautiful child. And the child is named as Ramachandra. And as we know, the story of Rama, he is the most bravest of all, most kindest of all, most humble, a great warrior, a noble soul, who will also spend a part of his life as a sage in the forest and a part of his life as a king of Ayodhya. But it was Kausalya's prayers, the mother of Sri Rama, who made this possible, who made sure that her son Rama was bestowed with all the good qualities. Today is Mother's Day. And so, wishing you all that you take care of your mother.